been talking about the changes that are being brought in to change the way judicial reviews work in this country. One of the elements of it is going to cap the fees that the winners of judicial review cases will get if they win their case, or if it's shown that it's in the public interest. This has raised the ire of environmental groups such as Antashka and Friends of the Irish Environment, who have been taking cases on behalf of the people of the country where they see and where they assess that something has been done wrong or something is damaging the environment when it comes to those sort of things. And leading environmental groups have released a statement calling for the minister to scrap a consultation on changes to legal cost rules for environmental cases. The deadline for this is this evening at 5:30. It was started over the Christmas period, which they're very frustrated with. I spoke to Attracta Evreen of Environmental Law Ireland about the Antashka and FIE statement that was released. They're calling on the public to push back against these changes.
Yeah, I think frustration's the understatement of the century, Gerry. And look, thank you very much for the opportunity to just really highlight this issue. And maybe just taking a step back first, because this just isn't an academic technical consideration. People have been subject to a bombardment of a negative narrative over the last months, which, how problematic judicial review has come, and that it's acting as a barrier to the government's ability to deliver on housing and critical infrastructure. More recently, we've seen sort of a bit of a pushback on that, with some statistics highlighting the extent of judicial review and the extent to which and providing actual evidence on the extent of judicial review and the nature, including the fact that around half of the judicial reviews taken against the board are actually taken by developers and landowners. And, you know, it's about 5% of the decisions of the board. But just taking a step back even from that, and that's sort of evenly split between the public and the NGOs on the one hand and landowner and developers on the other side, is that, you know, there's also been a lot of talk about rights and legal provisions, etc. And it's all very sort of bamboozling for the public. And it's a bit of a case of one saying potato and the other one saying potato, and who's actually right and wrong. And a lot of people just get switched off by JR because they will think, but especially people in Kerry aren't you, people in their heart and souls know
Sorry,
how important it
Attracta,
is to public authorities.
Attracta, if you just go back there, I lost you for about 10, 15 seconds. You were talking about people getting turned off by the whole JR process and all the talk about it.
I think a lot of people listening to this, you know, may be inclined to sort of, no offence to you, Gerry, but switch off because they'll think judicial review isn't relevant for them, that they're never going to go to court, and they're probably even possibly less interested in planning. But in their heart and souls, people know how important it is the public authorities can be held to account, particularly before our courts, and that there's a real risk that the quality of decisions will go down if public authorities feel that they can't be challenged. So they know that it's important that public authorities know that they can be held to account. And there's a great line in the UK, actually, in their guidance, which is called judge over your shoulder, because that's the way public authorities should be making their decisions, with a view to the fact that, you know, they could have their record corrected. And I suppose the issue is, it's not very long since we had massive issues in On Board Planola, which, you know, we all know was the most significant organisation in the state, really, in relation to making decisions on big infrastructure and big housing decisions. And it was really only through the effect of the public scrutinising decisions and bad and unlawful decisions and engaging with the courts that basically a lot of really bad development in the state, you know, didn't go ahead. And this isn't just about flawed decisions and technicalities. This stuff gets cast in concrete, and it can ruin people's lives, both of the people who are living there and the people who are living around it. So this is actually really, really significant. And I think, you know, ultimately, I suppose, you know, the issue is what's really at stake here, that there's a real risk and real concern for us is that the changes that are being made and that are being rushed through, and that this consultation that's been buried over the Christmas New Year period, that people, a lot of people haven't even woken up to the implications of it or fully got to grips with it, is actually going to make matters worse. And that is a very, very real risk. And I'm speaking at here, because there was a big decision from the Supreme Court there in 2022 which was on a specific issue around the costs of judicial review in environmental matters and the requirements and the thresholds that are supposed to be met for that and what it means for planning decisions and judicial review on them. And in the very first paragraph, the judge, Mr. Justice Brian Murray, was at pains to highlight the extent of litigation that had happened just around that issue of costs alone. And that had a huge implications on trying to decide substantive issues in cases, because even before you could get to that, you have arguments around the cost implications, because you need to know about that before you can proceed. And this is referred to as satellite litigation, because it's all the stuff that goes around a case that needs to be sorted and argued before you can get into the nitty gritty and sort it out. And the problem that we're concerned with is the extent of satellite litigation and complex litigation and arguments that are going to be generated by the questionable legality, what we consider the illegality of what the government is actually proposing to do. And there's a real risk that's going to create uncertainty in the courts and delays and stall investment. Actually going to be counterproductive.
That might be a problem, and you're saying counterproductive. But under the court, just so people understand, under the current provisions, and there's a separate issue here which might be confusing, because Jim O'Callaghan has released details of the judicial review bill and brought it to cabinet, and that's being talked about in the context of ordinary people taking it. But this public consultation has been run by Minister Darragh O'Brien, and under the current provisions, if an NGO organisation such as yourselves and Tashka or Friends of the Earth or Friends of the Irish Environment or a civil group take, or an individual indeed, is successful in the judicial review, the unsuccessful public authority will generally pay the winner's legal costs. If the challenger loses, they only have to pay their own costs, while the winning public authority still has to pay its costs. And this removes the risk of bankruptcy for the organisations taking the legal challenge. But the Department of Climate, Energy and Environment want effectively, that's why they're having this public consultation, the regulation of costs payable to successful applicants in environmental judicial reviews. And that's the process that's underway at the moment. And the government's proposal will limit the costs that environmental challenges could recover only to a fraction of your total legal costs. That's what the change will be if it goes through.
They're for everybody.
Yeah.
They're for everybody. So basically, most ordinary people with ordinary means, whatever we call it, if they want to take a judicial review, generally and environmental planning matters, what they rely on is if they are successful and they get an award of costs from the court, they use that to pay their legal bill. Yeah. So the implication of these changes is that there will be a ceiling, a cap set on this thing called a scale of fees that will limit the amount of award that you can win. And the problem is that may not actually cover your legal bill. So you could win your case and end up with a big fat bill, a very significant bill, potentially running to tens of thousands or even over 100,000, because you have gone to the bother of acting in the public interest, seeking to uphold whatever we call it, the law, challenging a decision, being found to be correct that the decision was flawed, and then you're being penalised effectively for checking the acre of the public authority. Now, I don't know in what world that's considered to be fair. And it's also very problematic in the context of the scale of costs that you could be liable for, because there are legal obligations in respect of taking a judicial review should not be prohibitively expensive. And I don't want to sort of bore people with legal provisions. I want people to understand that big, broad thrust of what this actually means and the fact that they haven't had a chance to get to grips with. And they should be pushing back on the government. Even if it's a case that they eventually agree with it, they need more time to digest this before this sort of this group. There is a Dublin woman to carry people, anything about football. But it's basically, to encapsulate it, it's a bit like me saying, Jerry, let's play a game of football, but I'm effectively going to be telling you the quality of the players that you can put on the pitch and how long they can play on the pitch against me. But I'm not going to have any restrictions or any budget restrictions or any such restrictions when I'm choosing and fielding my team. And moreover, what you can win versus what what would normally be the case is going to be materially changed. You're not necessarily going to be able to take Sam McGuire home unless you jump an awful lot higher.
Okay, final point on that, final brief point on that. Are they pushing an open door with the public, though, Attracta? People are frustrated at the delays in the system, the length of time it's taking, the amount of money that are paid for legal fees in this country, which bleeds into the sort of cases you're talking about there. People are tired of it. There's a public, they want change. Whether that change is good or not is another question.
Yeah, well, just change for the sake of change is never a good thing, and particularly when that change is actually going to be counterproductive and exacerbate the delays. Remember what I said about that case from the Supreme Court led to at least 35 High Court cases, 4 Court of Appeal cases, 3 references to the Court of Justice, 1 judgment from that court, and they take about 18 months each.
Isn't that the problem, Attracta? Maybe that's part, so what this is caught up in. Okay. Cases like this take 18 months. Now, I know the judicial reviews and what's changed here won't change that. Isn't that the bigger problem? Everything takes far too long as soon as it goes into the four courts in Dublin. And that maybe says more about our legal system and the way it's organised, how long they sit, what days they sit, other issues that need to be dealt with.
Well, I think everything like that needs to be looked at in the round, but I think
my point is that's the point I'm talking about, pushing an open door attractor. And I know it's not your, but the issue is that the public are tired of how long it takes and how long everything takes when it goes into our legal system. And that's why perhaps maybe cynically the government might be pushing an open door with these regulatory changes.
And the thing is, these changes are likely to make that period within the courts even longer. They're going to be counterproductive. And the problem is, if you're in a crisis and you need to get into accident and emergency, the last thing you want to do is to get bureaucracy around getting in and out of accident and emergency. There are rights and obligations which Ireland can't control around the right of access to review. And we have constitutional considerations, EU law considerations, international law considerations, and people will fight to get into court. So that's a reality. So if there are issues and there's a need for oversight on the quality of our planning decisions, which I think everybody in their heart knows that that's the case, it's important that you can get in and out of the court, focus on the legality of the decision without all of this extra bureaucracy and confusion that the government is causing. And that's okay. The essence of the issue.
Let what the you're saying. Yeah, I take your point.
And let's focus on the quality of decisions, because if decisions are made lawfully and well, then people just won't have the basis to go in and JR them, because you have to actually have a legal flaw. So focus on the quality of decisions, facilitate, you know, proper resourcing of the courts, address the issues, facilitate improvements in the way the courts actually run their cases.
Yeah, there you go. That is Attracta Ivrin there of Environmental Law Ireland talking about that campaign by Antashka and Friends of the Irish Environment to oppose the changes that are being put forward in terms of the scale of fees payable in matters to do with environmental law and judicial reviews. It was launched on December the 3rd. Their argument is that it should have been withdrawn or maybe even delayed the deadline, because most people don't pay attention to these things, particularly over the Christmas period. And their submissions are closing today. So if you want to get involved, you want to have your say, agree or disagree, it's a consultation on the regulation of cost payable in matters prescribed in full of Section 294 of the Planning and Development Act. Just if you Google consultation on judicial review fees, it'll get you to the gov.ie page where you can click in and have your say in relation to it. Give us your thoughts on that.